Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. Let's get this show on the road. I'm Amanda.
Brady. I'm Brady.
Great. No housekeeping from us today. Brady, how are you doing?
I'm sick.
You've been sick literally all month.
I know. I don't know if it's one continuous or I'm just like a chain smoker of sickness. As soon as one starts going out, I get another one.
Or, if my theory's correct and you're going to be pissed that I bring it up, you're a hypochondriac and say you're sick, and then you really get sick, so it's one continuous month.
I've just stopped listening to you about
everything.
Every time I'm sick now, I will not tell you. And every time, yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson. Because every time I'm like, hey, I think I'm sick, you're just like, you're full of shit and I hate you, we should get a divorce. And I'm like, well, that went well.
Yeah, here we are, still married, so...
I know you're full of hot air.
How well do those conversations work out?
Not well enough.
Hmm.
Just kidding.
Well, I'm exhausted. I don't know if I've announced this on the podcast or not, but I went full-time at work. I don't know if that was a good idea. Was literally at work for, what did we decide? 13 and a half hours yesterday. And I'm paying for it today. But you know what? I'm doing it. This is how I'm getting my house. I played around with, just be careful with your spells, kids. Be careful with your magic. But we can talk about that another day. Hopefully when we get into a house, I'll bring it up. Because, if we don't get a house, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm literally, like, beating the shit out of myself to get into one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today's topic, as always, was not an original idea. Because I do not have an original thought in my brain at all. But it was a topic that was on my friend's podcast, so here is their shout out. Twice the Podcast, with Tierra and Sarah, their season one finale episode, they made a playlist together. And I thought that was just a really cute idea. Those two are really passionate about music. It, like, their whole friendship was formed through music, and it's a big part of their show, so go check them out. I will link the episode I'm referencing in the description so you can go show them some love. But I thought maybe we could try that. That being said, Brady, how are you feeling about this episode we're going to do?
I feel good. I feel like, at first I was kind of confused because, as we were talking, I was kind of like, I have a bad habit of hearing one thing and then I do that and I heard the wrong thing. So my whole thought process was like, I'm getting a song and then I'm trying to like associate the song with whatever we're talking about, but basically through the eyes of the other person. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So without spoiling too much,
I didn't explain what the thing's about. Now that you bring that up, but finish your thought and I'll jump into that.
So just to give a little heads up, one of them's like, find a song about the other person. And so my first thought was like, okay, I'm going to look through the eyes of Amanda and find that song. But then I'm like, but then that's not from me. That's like me picking a song through her about, you know.
Okay, I'm going to stop you because we might be confusing people. Let me hurry and jump in with this. And I should have done it before.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm bad with words, and I'm bad at explaining things. Listen, I rub butts for a living, and I'm really good at that, so I just, that's what I stick to. I don't words well. So the point of the playlist is that, so Sarah did this, with her guy she had been dating. I don't know the whole, like, ship she was in, but she was dating a guy, and she thought this would be a cute little date night idea, so they, pick six different topics, I don't know why I said that, but six different topics, and, like, a song about the other person, a song about our relationship, and then they'd roll the dice, and then whatever number it landed on, whoever's turn it was, like, they shared that song, they maybe shared some lyrics, or, like, explained why they picked that song. And Sarah... Well, she said that this is a good way to learn about, you know, the person you're dating, which I agree. I think, you know, who hasn't made a mixtape? I'm old enough to remember mixtapes. Or, like, a mix CD, you know, for someone they like. I remember Brady, we'll get into this a bit later, Brady made me a mix CD when we were dating, you know, like, that is what you did. So, a good look into, like, the other person's life and, like, how they feel about you. And it's really funny. I hope this doesn't happen to us, because Sarah ended up dumping that guy because of the game, because he was a lot further in the relationship than she felt they were, so, yeah. So that's kind of the premise. So, sorry, I should have said that before I had Brady go into his spiel. That being said, I am quite nervous about this. I feel like, I'm letting go of expectations because I feel like most women would do this with their, well, I shouldn't say most, like, more of the emotional partners would do it with their partner, expecting it to be like, oh, this is so romantic and whatever, but Brady does not have a romantic bone in his body. They are all sarcastic, so I'm letting go of the expectation that this could be a cute little romantic idea, and I'm just getting funny, sarcastic things. And before Brady, like, or anyone else out there thinks I'm not putting enough faith into Brady, that said mix CD he made for me when we were dating, he made it unprovoked. I didn't ask him to do it. He just made me a CD. He gave it to me and said, hey, I made you a CD with a bunch of songs that remind me of you. And, like, a few of the songs were, like, Bad Girlfriend. What's that Atreyu where he kills his girlfriend and fucks her corpse? What's that song?
That's Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold. What is that song called? She was never this good in bed, even when she was sleeping.
I can't remember what it's called.
I can remember the lyrics, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
It has a, it's one of those, like, titles that isn't in the song, but yeah, a bunch of songs like that. Call Me by Blondie, which is about a booty call. So, and I was just like, what are you saying? What are you trying to say? Like, it was not a romantic gesture. So that's kind of where my expectations are, is, I'm expecting Rodney Carrington's I Got a 12-Inch Dick and a Dozen Roses.
And a Little Piece of Heaven.
A Little Piece of Heaven. That song, is, that line is in there, but once. Anyways, alright, is that enough, exposition?
Plenty.
Alright, do you wanna roll first or second?
I can roll first.
Do you want to actually roll, or do you want me to just be in charge of the dice so we don't lose it? Yeah,
you can roll it.
It's quite small.
The dice.
The... well...
the dice is small.
Oh. I thought you were getting mad at me.
No.
Well, because isn't die single? And dice is plural?
I have no idea.
Probably. I thought so. Okay, I'm rolling this cube with numbers. Okay, Brady, you got... Oh, shit. Okay, time out.
Okay.
God, I suck at explaining things. Why do I think I can host a podcast? So our topics are, number one, a song about Brady. Number two, a song about Amanda. Number three, a song about our dating life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, a song about our kids. Number five, a song about our marriage. And number six, a song that hits us right in the feels. Couldn't really think of a sixth topic, but knew I had to have one because I knew if I didn't put it, chances are we'd roll a six a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best I could come up with. So that being said, Brady, for you, I rolled a two, which is a song about Amanda. So
okay, starting off on a on a good note. I don't know if it's good.
I don't know if it's good either.
A song about you. So for this one, I was kind of like struggling and thinking, like, what do I do? Like, what should I say? And so I just kind of put one. This one was one that I did two songs, but they're very similar, so it's kind of like. So for the first one, I put Surface Pressure from from Encanto, and I also did Under Pressure. It's because I don't know, I feel like you're the kind of person that is like, when there's stress, it's like there's too much stress. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm really good at, if I get stressed, I can.
Can I time out real quick?
Do you want me to pause the podcast?
No, just pick one song. Just pick one and just go with one for now.
Okay, then I'll go with Surface Pressure.
Okay, and then if you roll a two again, you can bring up the other one, but. All right, continue.
Just because you kind of are like, when there's stress, you are like a 10. I'm really good at like pushing stress aside. Like I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm stressed because this is coming up. Like I guess it's from my years and years of procrastinating in high school. I'm like, what? I have a 7-page paper due? Okay, well I'm not going to worry about that until the weekend before. You know? And then all of a sudden my stress hits and I got to take care of it. But that, I will literally only be stressed for like a day. Because I'm like, okay, this huge thing, I'm stressed for the day before. So I'm really good at, for lack of a better word, like passing, like just moving aside the stress. I mean, like, I'm not going to worry about this. But I feel like if something stresses you out, you're just like, okay, it's front and center until you, you know, get it resolved, whatever you're stressed about.
Well, isn't Surface Pressure a song about how she's good? With dealing with stress, she might be dying on the outside, but on the surface, she's calm, cool, and collected, and you're saying I'm the complete opposite?
It's the opposite. She's, like, calm on the outside, but inside, she's crushing. She's breaking down. Because that's why she's got the twitch.
Okay.
Not that you're breaking down.
No, I stress a lot. Well, you almost made me cry with that one, but then you went in a different direction, so... Good start. I do any particular lyric or no? I'll just roll for me.
The one that you first introduced me to was the one with the sister can handle the pressure.
Oh my gosh, I can't get this stupid die to like. I don't have a place to roll it. Is the problem?
Do I need to get like a cookie sheet? That might be ASMR.
Okay. This is really awkward because I just rolled a six. And number six is the song that hits you right in the feels. And the song I chose. Okay, before I begin, I just want to say that this was really hard for me. I love Twice the Podcast and one of my favorite things they do about their every episode is they have a song of the week, and it's like, this is just the song that I've been jamming out to, this is how I feel this week, this is on repeat in my car, and the thing is with me is I never have one song, even for a day, like, I constantly have, like, 2 to 3 songs that are, like, constantly, like, oh, this is me, this is where I'm at in life right now, and I just, like, rotate them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been able to be like, what's my song of the week? Like, I have like six, you know? So that being said, I constantly have like a bunch of different songs that could be any of these topics. So I did my best, and I think just the top number one song at the moment that hits me right in the feels, keeping in mind that I'm emotional and I cry over everything, is Surface Pressure from Encanto
Ha
by Jessica, is it Darrow or Bar? I think it's Darrow. Maybe it's on Jessica Darrow. I wanted to give the artist credit, the voice actress. Yeah, I loved this listening to it the first time. TikTok's obsessed with it being the like older therapy child's song, and so I really resonated with me there. And then, like a freaking asshole, I went and changed the lyric to sister to mother, trying to make it more personal. Like, this is me, I'm so strong, like, I can do hard things, you know? Because there's a time, it was in 2019 when, like, shit was really hitting the fan, when I just came to this realization of, like, I can lay down and cry, or I can, like, get up and take care of my family. And like, since then, like, yes, I'm still like a nervous wreck that can't handle stress, but like, I definitely feel like I've been more empowered in less, I don't, less like a baby. I don't know how to explain it. So I did that, changed the lyric to try and like pump me up, like, yeah, this is me. And I don't break, I keep my family together, like I handle it, you know, take care of everything when shit goes sideways. Keep in mind we watched this in December when you lost your job, so I was definitely like, you know, picking up extra shifts at work and keeping the family together and being the sole whatever. But what really hits me in the feels is I actually started thinking about my mother, and I don't wanna like say too much because it's not my shit to tell. I know she's not someone who cares, but like, I'm just gonna say, like, she was in an abusive relationship. So then I listened to my favorite lines, which were my, like, favorite lines, whatever, but then I replace it with mom, and then I think of my mom. It just lets the, give it to your mother, it doesn't hurt, and see if she can, it, or it isn't hurting. And see if she can handle every family burden. Watch as she buckles, bends, and never breaks. No mistakes. Give it to your mother. Never wonder if the same pressure would have pulled you under. Damn it, I'm like getting chills, starting to cry. Who am I if I don't have what it takes? No cracks, no breaks, no mistakes, no pressure. And like, I don't know, just like thinking about my mom, just like all she went through, like, and just other like women who are probably in a shitty situation, like, that feel like they have to keep up the burden. Maybe they're taking, like, the abuse to protect the kids. I'm sure my mom did that for me. It's something we don't really talk about. And then, not only that, but she had the courage to get me and her out of there. And then had to have the courage to be a single mom in a very Mormon town, you know, like, admit her mistake of her marriage, and I'm sure that was hard. So that song in particular definitely hits me in the feels right now, especially because I'm just a shithead and I'm like, now I'm associating it with my mom. So sorry, I'm an emotional wreck. Do you want to go again or do you have anything to add?
No, I can go.
Okay.
I think maybe you put a lot more thought into this
I
than I
told
did.
you. I told you that was my expectations. You're just gonna have like sarcastic funnies, and I'm gonna be over here boobing the whole time. I'm embarrassed. All right, Brady, you rolled a number two again. Do you want to talk about your? This is going great. Do you want to talk about your second song? Okay. Real quick, going back to me because I'm a very selfish brat. Who likes the attention on me always. I just thought of something else with surface pressure. The whole reason I started putting the mom, switching out, give it to your sister, give it to your mother, that
Yeah.
little change was because I came to realize that the absolute shittiest part about you losing your job was I could not show human emotion about it because I have to be strong because my girls are looking up to me and I have to be strong because you already feel like shit, so I can't sit and boohoo and make you feel worse. Like I just have to be strong and move on, which is fine and that's what you should do, but it just sucks that you have those days where you're like, I want to just break down and cry because it's just so hard. But then you're just like, but I can't. So just that one little human element being taken away just absolutely sucked. So that's what got me started. That
Yeah.
has nothing to do with anything outside of just, I want to just point out that kids suck. Really think before you have them. All right, number two.
Number two,
Under pressure.
under pressure, and so I wasn't gonna give like the I guess it doesn't really matter. I wasn't gonna say like who like by the artist or whatever, but
Well, in case someone wanted to look it up, which,
yeah.
that being said, I am going to make this playlist on Spotify, and I will put the link in our description as well with both our songs, song choices. So.
So I did Under Pressure, and my favorite version is still the Queen David Bowie version. Like I like the My Chemical Romance slash the Used version. Like it's fine, but it's just there's something about the original that just
They're
kind of
both great. I don't prefer one over the other. I like them equally.
they're both good. I just feel like the I don't know why the it's probably because like now they're all dead, but you know,
Well,
like,
I just like it because I always wanted to have a be in a relationship where I just bust out singing and my partner would just join me. And
yeah.
this is the only song that really you sing with me. Ever, and it's upon agreement that you take Bo or I take Bowie's notes while you take Freddie's, and so we sing that duet perfectly, and I love that.
Yeah, so I. This one popped into my head as I picked the other one because it's, you know, called Surface Pressure and then Under Pressure. And I'm like, yeah, this song was a big part of, I guess I could have put it at as the other number for like our dating, but I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna put this as the one because every time this song comes on, I, you know, think about you and think about when we were dating. But yeah, and I don't know, it's not necessarily like, I guess it's kind of like, you know, a song about being under pressure and kind of moving along and getting help from other people and stuff. But yeah, it was what you said. It was like, we used to, the song used to come on and we would belt it out, we would sing it. And so, like, this is one of the songs that comes on, and I'm like, okay, this song reminds me of you. Because you kind of put it like, pick songs that you would pick. Because, I mean, there are certain songs where I'm like, yeah, there's certain Lady Gaga songs. I'm like, yeah, this definitely reminds me of Amanda. But I'm like, would I put that on a playlist that I'm gonna put in my car? Like, if it was a, if we were going on a road trip, probably because I don't want to put like only songs that I like, and or only songs that you like. But if I'm like, okay, let's do a little half and half. But then I'm like, no, if I was making the playlist, this is for me. That's the song I'd pick instead of a Lady Gaga song. So.
Oh, awesome. It's a good song. Okay, I'm going for the dice.
All right.
Number five. That is a song about our marriage. Okay, so I'm not happy with what I picked, but and I'm sure I could think of something better, but when I was I was kind of shuffling through songs, looking for what could fit for our marriage and trying to think of where we're at.
Yeah.
And I almost did, you guessed it today, when I'm like, just guess one song and maybe I put it on there. I almost did put into Still Into You by Paramore, but I decided against it. Because we famously, I don't shy away from it. Maybe I should, but it is what it is, and we're over it and we're better for it. But we had a rough patch. We're still like just kind of coming out of. At least I feel like it's still fresh. I guess it's been like 2 years, but so I went with Lady Gaga's You and I just because some of the lyrics, if you think of it more cryptidly rather than like physical, it just, I don't know, it just kind of made me go like, I guess that is where I'm at in my marriage right now. It's like coming out of this rough patch and just like wanting to be like, just wanting to be with you and just wanting to be happy. So like the lines in particular, like the opening is, it's been a long time since I came around, been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. I'll give anything again to be your baby doll. And then the one that really like sold me about like, yeah, I guess, I guess this is us right now is, we got a whole lot of money, but we still pay rent because you can't buy a house in heaven. And I do feel like out of our relationship, like you are the one that like, you're so happy and content looking at it as like the greatest showman. I am P.T. Barnum and you are Charity, where I am like, we got to get out of this little shithole. And you're like looking at our kids and you're like, this is heaven right here. Like, what are you bitching about? Like, so that line in itself made me go like, yeah, so this one I'm not the most happy with, but this is what I chose for our marriage is You and I by Lady Gaga.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what you want.
It could have been better, but I couldn't really think of anything. We'll do your next one, then go to break.
Okay.
Number six, a song that hits you right in the feels.
This one, it was one that I had a harder time with, because I was like, I have a lot of songs that I listen to. I had a playlist for like when I was younger about I guess it's funny because like, you know, we both have depression, and so I'm like, younger I knew people, maybe you were one of them, that excuse me that were like, oh, I'm depressed, I've got to listen to happy music. And I'm like, my literal like my playlist for depression was like, One Is the Loneliest Number and just shit like that. Like, I was all depressing.
I can't believe you listen to that song just for fun, though. Like, that song sucks. No offense.
Oh, I love that song. And Mr. Lonely from Akon. Back, that shows how old I am. All the kids now are like, who the hell is Akon?
He was on Lonely Island. He sang with Lonely Island.
Oh, okay. that makes him relevant. But the song that I picked was Zizix Road from Stone Sour. Sorry, I had to think which band. And I picked this song because it was like, the song's about him like going on tour and he's just like gone all the time. And literally like as soon as he gets home, he's like getting ready to go back out again. Sorry, I had to take a drink. But and that was like, that song really hit me when I worked for the railroad, because it would literally be like, I'd get home, I'd be home for like, because they would give you 10 hours between, so from the time you'd clock out, as soon as you clock out, you have 10 hours till they're allowed to call you again. And there were certain days where it would be exactly 10 hours, and I lived like almost 2 hours away from where I worked. So I'd clock out, get home, and then I'd have 8 hours till they could call me. And I remember there was like certain days where I'm like kneeling down just to like start bathing our little girl. And then my phone would ring, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going out of town, and there was a while where it was like, that was like all I did was went out of town. And so I'd be like, "Okay, well, I'm leaving." And then sometimes it's like when I was training, it was nice because I would go out of town and then they'd literally throw me on the first train home. So it the people that I went up with weren't necessarily people I went home with. I would just like, as soon as my 10 hours were up, they're like, "Okay, you're going home." And I was like, "Perfect." And then once I, actually worked there, they're like, "No, you have to wait. It's like the order you got there is the order you go home." So there was some times where I would sit up in this hotel in the middle of nowhere for like 2 days. And I'm like, there's literally nothing for me to do here except for watch American Pickers. And like,
Which you weren't complaining about, because I don't like that show,
yeah.
so if you don't watch it at home,
You don't like it. I watched a
it's
lot of like
boring.
horror movies and stuff. Like, I just sat and watched TV and movies all day. And I was just like, all right, well, this sucks, because then we would FaceTime or whatever the Samsung equivalent of FaceTime was. And it's like, well, I get to talk to you and see you and talk to, our daughter. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, yeah, I'm getting paid a shitload of money, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm never home. And when I am home, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to bed. And then as soon as I wake up, they're like, okay, you gotta go to work again. And so I just was like non-existent, for a while. But yeah, so like that song usually hits me because he's like just talking about how he just wants to be home, and like he gets to do his own thing, but he's also never home, and he just wants to be home, and he just kind of wants to get to do his own thing, but he's always being told what to do and where to go and when he's got to leave. But so I don't know. That was that song for me.
Okay, number one, a song about Brady.
Oh, here we are. I've got the lawyer's number on speed dial.
Okay, well, I like this one. I felt like this way for a minute, but I went with Rose Colored Boy by Paramore. Because I've already mentioned this, I'm the P.T. Barnum, you're the charity. Greatest Showman version, not real life, because he was an asshole in real life.
Yeah.
He's kind of an asshole in that movie, but he was Hugh Jackman, so we all forgive him and love him. But you're so annoying with how you always look at the bright side. It's great and we need that, but there comes a point where I'm like, shit's really fucked up, and you're just like, but it's fine. And sometimes I'm just like, but I don't know. It's the line, just let me cry a little bit longer. I ain't gonna smile if I don't want to. Hey man, we all can't be like you. I wish we were all rose colored too, my rose colored boy. And I'm just like, that's Brady. I just wanna sit and cry it out. I just wanna have my moment. And you're over there just with your positive attitude, like things will work out. Like this whole house situation, I'm stressing out. I honestly don't know what we're gonna do if we don't get into a house. I don't know what I'm gonna do, and I'm stressed about it. And you're just like, things have a famous. You always freaking say this. Things have a way of working out for me, and that's great. But I'm like, how about a little less like positive attitude, and like. Go out and do something to make me feel more reassured, because words don't really comfort me, as you know. But I don't know what you can do, and that's the anxiety talking. But
Yeah.
yeah, I just definitely I felt like this for quite a while, just because I guess since 2019, because it was doom and gloom 2019, and your response was, things have a way of working out for me. And well, yeah, eventually everything does work out, but that's not necessarily it doesn't just resolve itself overnight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, well, I'll take it, I guess. I don't know.
You are a rose-colored boy.
Yeah.
All right, number one.
Number one, Song About Me.
Song About Brady.
This one, it was easy. So I don't know who sings it. I apologize. You'll have to look it up.
Rodney Carrington.
No, it's the song Big Bear.
Oh, I
can't remember. But I just used to always put that song on.
On that Love CD you made me.
Oh, CD the rest of my songs are on that. Oh. But, sorry, excuse me.
You do not have a chest like a rug.
I know, I shave it off. I don't want it.
Well, even if when you are hairy, you're not a hairy man.
But I don't take no guff.
All right.
So I don't know. I just put that song. I used to always put it on all my mixed CDs, whatever you want to say. I'd always put it on there. So I'm like, it doesn't really it doesn't fit me to the T, but I'm like, if I hear this song, I usually would think about that. Like, I used to put this on all of my stuff.
That's really funny because it took me such a long time trying to connect with your spirit animal and what you were. And I'm so confident now that you are a bear. So to go back and all through high school and all through your young adult, you associated this song with you even back then. So now look at it and I'm pretty certain I had a connection with our son's spirit animal, and it's also a bear. So that's really cute that we're gonna have Big Bear, and I don't want to say the other one because I'm gonna associate it with something I hate. So
you can say Little Brother Bear.
Oh, okay, there we go. That's better than the other. Anyways, so that's really cute. And that's what I was expecting from your your playlist with songs like Big Bear. All right, number two, a song about me. So this again was a hard one. I have a whole playlist dedicated to just pumping myself up, and there's so many good ones out there. Woman from Kesha, I'm really into right now, and I really resonate with that. Just so many, I don't know, there's just so many songs that I feel could work, but the one that I landed on is, I guess this is the one that's been the theme, at least since I started going full time, because I've just been so exhausted with this pregnancy. And then I was struggling through my part-time shifts. And then I'm I can work full time, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm struggling through my full-time shifts. And so I keep singing this. And back when I used to take cold showers, I'd end my shower with 3 minutes in the cold because I heard it was supposed to help with a bunch of things. I don't know. I was still depressed and also freezing, so it didn't really work. But I did lose weight, but, you know, the depression was still there. Anyway, I'd sing the song in the shower because it's exactly 3 minutes. It's not my favorite song, but it is my mantra to get me through work at the moment. And it is Champions by Fall Out Boy. Mainly the lyrics. I hate repetitive songs. This one is a repetitive song. And it's just, if I can live through this, I can do anything. Only they say, if I could live through this 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, all right, let's go Pete Wentz. Or Pete Wentz. Let's go Patrick Stubbs. Let's get through this. But
you know what I found out the other day? It's actually Patrick Stump.
Okay. You give me a goddamn complex because I call him Patrick Stumps and you're like, it's Patrick Stubbs. And so now I panic and I don't know what it is. I still don't even know our niece's name properly because you always did this with her name. So, okay. There's my rant. A song about me, Champions. If I can live through this, I can do anything. Okay, for you. Number four. A song about our kids. I have a feeling we have the same song, but I'll let you go first.
I doubt it. I put Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
All right.
Because, I don't know, there was a while where I mean, you kind of still do it, but our kids would just want to get on YouTube and listen to music. And the whole premise of the song is you just want to dance. Like whenever music comes on, you like just have to dance. And I'm like, that is literally right now it's our little one, but the older one too, like she'll kind of do it. And sometimes like if she's feeling shy, she'll just be like, don't watch me. Like she just wants to dance without anybody watching her. But they both just dance over everything. It's like literally with the little one, we'll be at like, what is it? Where were we? We were somewhere. And there was music playing. It wasn't really music. It was like there was music playing like in the background. Like I could barely hear it. And I just looked down and she just doing this little dance that she has where she folds her arms in and just starts wiggling. And I'm like,
She leans like a cholo.
and I was like, you're dancing right now. And what are you doing? And then I heard the music and I was like, oh, I had no idea. But I'm sure her ears are like 10 times better than mine. But, and it's just kind of like that one for me. And then we'd watch the music video and it's just all these people just on the street just dancing. And then there's another video where this kid just walks around the whole mall dancing. I'm like, that's my kids. Like, they just want to, like, music comes on, they just got it. They just have to dance. It's like they don't have a choice. It's just like gotta dance. So that was my song about the kids.
That was really cute. Way to pull it out and make me like get kind of tearful. Good job.
You're welcome. I mean, thank you. Why do I say that? I've never been told that before.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, don't make it out like I'm some bitch. I words of affirmation you all the time. You just don't hear them because it's not your
It's
love
not from you,
language.
it's from work.
Oh, all
Just
right.
kidding.
Number three, a song about our dating. I was caught between two different songs, but I went on this one. And just more of the it's more of the feeling this song brings rather than any like particular lyric. And this was definitely like my like teenage years. And when I look back on us dating, it's like those teenagers years and like Damn, I was thinking of another song. The other song I almost went with. But I went with Jamie All Over by Mayday Parade. And it's just a song about just two kids just having a summer and they're just like making mistakes, but like their mistakes don't even matter because they're just having the time of their lives, they're just enjoying each other and because there's a lyric, I have them up, like, I know it, but I just wanted to make sure, like, I read it right, but it's like, we made love by the ocean as the waves crashed around you, sunsets never were so bright, and the sky's never so blue, I'll never go back to Georgia, not at least until I have to, hey, please don't tell me that I'm dreaming when all I ever wanted was to dream another sunset with you. If I roll over when it's over, I'll take this Cali sunrise with me and wake up with the fondest memories. And that was like, I don't know, just that feeling of just going out and having fun and like no regards, like, 'cause in this song, like, it starts off with like, we drove out to see Las Vegas, and then we were begging for change to get home, or at least to San Francisco. Like, they blew all their money in Vegas, but rather than looking at it as a negative, it was just like, well, this is just an adventure with the person I love. And that's, I kind of feel like how our dating life was it wasn't perfect. We didn't do a lot of dating. We did a lot of let's go sit at Brady's house and watch shit on TV. But like it just I don't know, it was just fun. I just look back at it fondly,
Yeah.
so that's and I love Mayday Parade. They're good feels. Right, I can't see it landed on a one, so do you have a second
Do I
song
have a
you
second song about me?
yes.
I tried thinking about like other songs because I'm kind of like, what song would there be for like, I don't know. Like, there's a song, but it's literally just the title. Like, there's songs that I have the titles of that I'm like, that sounds like me, but then I'm like, the song literally doesn't have anything to do with it. Like, my first thought was, it's that Queens of the Stone Age one that says, "You say I ain't worth a dollar, but I feel like a millionaire." And I'm like, oh yeah, that one. And then they have the song called "Go with the Flow." I'm like, that kind of fits me, to a T. But I couldn't think of a my first song. Okay, this is kind of a funny story.
Bad to the bone.
No, it was the because I'm like, oh, what song's about just like a dude that just likes to chill and nothing gets to him and he just likes to hang out, whatever. And then it was freaking "Low Life" from.
I'm a low life and I'm loving it.
That was the first song that popped in my head, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm not really a low
Any
life, but
particular lyric?
I don't know. Just the whole chorus when he's like, 'cause I'm a low life and I'm loving it. I got the whole damn world in the palm of my hand, 'cause I'm a low life, so fucking deal with it. 'Cause you can't change something that you don't understand. And I'm like, yeah, I vibe with that. That feels like my life, but I don't like to think of me as a low life. But
The more I look at us, I'm like, I think we're white trash. And I don't like that about us.
we're like upper white trash though. We're not like the low white trash with like
Yeah.
four teeth yet.
I gotta go get some extractions, buddy. Talk to me in a minute. Okay, I rolled a three. Oh, was that a song about our dating? Is that what I just did?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll go into my next song. It's also by Mayday Parade. It's Kids in Love. I wanted to put this on our.
Sorry.
So if you're not from Utah, I feel like this is just a Utah thing. I don't know, maybe other places do it, or maybe it's just a 90s, early 2000 thing. Y at your wedding, you have a little slideshow video with music attached to it.
Yeah.
And Brady's family is notorious. They love their. Not only their home movies, but to make slideshows like this and they gather around. I swear it was once a week, every like freaking family dinner. It's like, let's watch the newest slideshow that Riley made. It's about Bear Lake, or it's just about the girls having fun, or like something. Oh, my keyboard fell asleep.
Took a shit on you.
It took a shit on me. Like, come on, we're in the middle of the show. All right.
Do you want me to?
Stall, stall, stall. No, what I was bringing up with that, I just can't type and speak at the same time. Was I wanted this on our. We gave your brother like a playlist with our photos or our pictures.
Yeah.
And he said that, oh, the playlist didn't work, but I'm kind of wondering if he didn't want this just because of some of the songs I chose, like some of the lyrics probably seemed inappropriate for an LDS wedding. But anyways, I like this song, and even back then I kind of felt like this kind of represented us dating. And as I look back on us, like I said, it was between this and Jamie All Over. And it was a close race. It's like a really even tie. But it was And we were just kids in love. The summer was full of mistakes. We wouldn't learn from the first kiss till the breath from my lips. There's something in here about how they smoke cigarettes. So I'm pretty sure he. Oh, our breath smelled of cigarettes and alcohol, which half true. Mine smelt of cigarettes, but no one smelt of alcohol. And so I'm like, maybe your brother heard that line and he was like, I'm not putting this in there. But I still love this song. It's kind of. It's almost like a breakup song. It's almost like and forgive the reference because I absolutely think this musical's trash, but it's almost like the Tell Me More from Grease. It's just about a summer romance, so it's cute. And like
Yeah.
we're LDS, we had a very fast like dating scene, so it did kind of go by like a summer. Instead of it ending in a breakup, it ended in a marriage, but like I said, just the chorus. We were just kids in love. Summer's full of mistakes we wouldn't learn from. And the first kiss till the breast. First kiss was awful. You gave me no lip in that first kiss.
No, I was too stressed.
But I watched you walk into the house like you were floating on a cloud, so I knew it meant something to you.
I had so much pressure on that kiss.
I know, because every night your brothers would be like, you pull the trigger.
And I was literally shitting my whole pants.
And you brought nerdy magazines to get my pussy all wet. And I was like, oh, those are cool.
Did I really?
Yeah. I don't know what magazines you brought. It was something like nerdy. Nerdy related. You're killing me at them coughs, bruh.
I'm sorry.
All right, I rolled one again. Do you want me to re-roll, or do you have a third song?
Re-roll.
So it's not a perfect system. Gosh, you know, the universe just really wants you to talk about you.
Is that again?
It was a one again. Okay, number three. A song about our dating life. A song
about our dating life. So the first song I put for this was Bad Girlfriend. But it was just because, like, now it's lived in infamy so long that if I hear it, I think about it. But there is one line in the song that redeems it where he's like, she's coming back to my place tonight. So no matter what people think about her, she's going home with him, you know. But that wasn't the song I picked. I did White Balloons from Sick Puppies because honestly, like, it sucks because I don't listen to them much anymore after they broke up. Or after they kicked the lead singer out. I just kind of stopped listening to them. So I can't remember, like, everything about the song. But I just remember, like, that used to be my ringtone for when you'd call when we were dating. It was on that soundtrack that I made. Yeah, I just remember, like, I'd hear that song and it would automatically, like, it takes me back to, like, we're dating.
I didn't at the time and still don't understand what that song's about.
I think, let's see. I'm holding onto white balloons up against a sky of gloom. Tell me you see them or something. So I'm like, I guess it's kind of like you're just trying to fly out of a bad situation with somebody else. I don't know.
What are you saying? I'm your white balloons.
Yeah, we'll go with that. You have some white balloons.
I'm holding on to white balloons up against the sky. Do tell me you see them, because what's inside of me is invisible to most, even in clear view. I'm sending out a signal to the possibility of you, because right at this moment, I know you are connected to a part of me that I don't even know myself.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, way to bring it back. All right, number two.
Song about you.
A song about me. Oh, gosh. Like I said, there's so many good ones right now. I think my other one would be, and I'm sorry this is going to bring shit down, but just coming out of that, like, that postpartum resentment, I realized a big part of my problem with, like, not being in love with you was I wasn't in love with myself. And, like, I had too high expectations of what I thought you needed to bring to our marriage that you weren't fulfilling. So I had to, like, think, like, you know, I want Brady to be, like, this romantic guy that sweeps me off my feet. But you've never been that guy. And, like, you don't have to be, you know? Like, I married you knowing you were a sarcastic, not romantic dude, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just kind of, like, thought, if I want romance in my marriage, then I'm gonna have to be the one to, like, bring it. And anyway, so that being said, I really, like, connect with the song Soulmate by Lizzo. I don't know, just after, like I said, with the postpartum resentment stage, like, coming out and, like, trying to just, like, you know, not only not slip back into that, but just, like, make it better and everything. This is not Mac Miller. Who the hell are you? You're not my queen.
He died.
Oh, he is not Lizzo, my queen.
That's Ariana Grande's old.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Shit, that was recent. Was it drugs? He looked like he was on drugs.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm sure it was like a freak accident, but I don't know what the big deal was.
Isn't it sad that he is, but he what he looks, he was a rapper, he had a rap career, but he is most famously known for being Ariana Grande's boyfriend.
I think it depends on who you talk to, I guess.
Oh, well.
'Cause I know a lot of people that are like he was like gonna be huge, and then he, unfortunately passed. But I remember watching him on Ridiculousness, and he was super funny.
All right,
But
so
on to yours.
Lizzo, so I figured I gotta be my own type. I'm my own soulmate. I know how to love me. I know that I'm always gonna hold me down. I'm my own soulmate. No, I'm never lonely. I know I'm a queen, but I don't need no crown. Look up in the mirror like, damn, she the one. And I really listened to this song like right after I had, well, it wasn't right after, but it's like I had my baby. I went through like all this weight loss, and then because I was basically anorexic, it's a whole thing. Medically anorexic, it was not a choice. So then when I started eating it, obviously I started gaining back the weight. I think it was about that October when we started having like resentment towards, like things started slipping. Like I started feeling like I'm not happy in the marriage again. I'm like going back to that resentment and I didn't want to. And that's when I had the realization of like, I don't love myself. And I've gained so much weight back after that awesome weight loss I had in the spring. And I looked so good and I could fit in this like hot little bikini that I'd always wanted to wear, you know? So just I started listening to this song to hype me up. But also, like I said, just to like also, I don't know, I used that word so many times there. I'm sorry. I use this song to hype me up, but I also use this song to just, like I said, keep in check, like I'm expecting unrealistic things. Like I'm the one. Like, because I think through most of that, like, resentment stage, you have said yourself, like, I thought things were fine. And there's a lot of times when, like, I'm, like, not happy in our marriage, but I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to offend you. And you're over there blissfully unaware. And so that just tells me that it's my fault. And so, I don't know. I feel like an asshole, but soulmate, Lizzo, song about me.
Right on.
Number four. A song about our kids. Do you have a second one for them?
I don't.
Do you need it? Do you want to think of something, or do you want me to just roll again?
You can roll. I only have one left.
I only have one left too, but okay, just go. What? Which one do you have left?
Number five.
What's number five?
Number five is Our Marriage, if I remember
Yes, a
correct.
song about our marriage.
So this song I put, I don't know, I just like, I've always liked this song, and it just kind of, it's a good love song, I guess. A ballad, if you will, 'cause it's rock and roll, but it's Faithfully by Journey. And it's just like,
Have you thought about cheating and you chose not to?
no, like it's
Is that what you're
the
saying?
no, it's just like a good song, and he's just like, he knows that his life is like hard and he's gone all the time. That's not, that I'm not trying to do that part, but it's just like I've always liked that song. And then, it's just like the I don't know, it's not, I think it's just the end of the chorus, just the I'm forever yours faithfully. And I'm like, that's good. Like, the rest of it doesn't really apply. Like, we're not on the road, because of one line he has. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. So I don't know. It does, like, a lot of the stuff doesn't really apply, but some of the lines, like, right after that, it's like, right down the line, it's been you and me. And I'm like, okay, that one, but it's just like I've always liked that song, and it's always reminded me of like there should never be a question of whether or not, like, even if the times are hard. I'm not saying this, like, I don't want to like advocate you can't get a divorce, because there's certain situations I know that that's, it's a lot better option. But it's just like for us personally, I'm like, I've never thought about getting a divorce, and I've never thought about cheating. you know, and if it ever like, because I was even trying to explain it to somebody else, because I was like, yeah, there's like, because there's times in your marriage you'll look at somebody and be like, man, that person's really attractive, but that's like where it should end, or that's like
Yeah.
where it ends, because
I've always been a bit advocate for that. Just because you're married doesn't mean every other person in the world's ugly. People are still hot.
yeah.
So it's okay to like admit, and I've almost felt like it's helped like our marriage, because I'm not a jealous woman. I've never felt the need to go through your phone and check anything, but like if we're out in public and you see someone hot, I'll probably like either agree or disagree with you, but then I'll do the
Yeah.
same, like, oh, she's cute.
I think I mentioned that to somebody one time, because I brought up like the fact of like, because I told you one day, I'm like, if somebody walks by wearing yoga pants, I'm going to look at their butt. And somebody's like, you said that to your wife? Did she kill you? And I'm like, no, because she probably looked too. Like, it's not like gender bias. It's not like boy slash girl, you know?
Guys walk around in yoga pants too, okay?
Yeah, if guys
And
like,
their packages hang out,
and
so.
I mean, I'm not happy about this. I'm not a fan because they piss me off so bad. But it's like every time I see somebody on a bike. You know, you're passing them and they're wearing their lycra, whatever it's called. I think it's lycra. And you're just like, well, I looked at their butt
That
because
sounds like a werewolf.
it's super tight, or if they're standing there.
They're wearing
But
the
I
skin of a werewolf.
remember bringing that up to somebody, just like the fact that I told you straight out, like, I'm probably gonna look at somebody's butt, and like, you'd say that? And I'm like, well, it's not like I have a weird relation. Like, you're not afraid I'm gonna cheat, and I'm not afraid you're gonna cheat. Like, that took me some time. Because I'm a Scorpio, you know,
You're speaking my love language.
and it was like you were a massage therapist, and that was like way out of my comfort zone. Like,
Yeah, I didn't give you an option. I told you straight up, you cannot.
well, it was just like weird for me in the sense of like, hey, you're gonna go hang out with your friends, right? And so you'd had a lot of friends that were boys, and then I remember one time texting you. When I found out later, I was texting one of your friends that was a boy.
I don't remember this, but go on.
Was just like texting you, and you were like, hey, I'm going to hang out with my guy friends, and I'm going to be giving out free massages because you were in massage school at the time,
Oh,
and you're like,
yeah.
oh, I'm
Oh,
going
I
to.
remember my. And I needed the practice, so my friends heavily took advantage of me, and they all came over for a massage so I could
Yeah.
practice. And they've not contacted me since I've graduated because I charge now, probably. But no, those were fun because they'd all pile in one room. Like it wasn't anything sensual. We'd all hang out and one person would be getting a massage and then we'd switch, like.
And I think that's the hard part for me is because I was the same as everybody else. Like, you tell people like, oh, I tell people my wife's a massage therapist. And the first thing, without fail, people are like wondering about, I was like, oh, a massage therapist, huh? And I'm like, okay, usually if it's somebody that's like been to a massage therapist, they're like, oh, okay. But if it's somebody that's never been to a massage therapist, the first thing that pops into their head is like happy endings and, you know, the special massage places. And I'm like, it's not like that. Like, I've never even gotten a happy ending. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, I don't know. It probably happens to other people, but
Well, and that was kind of my boundary, knowing you were jealous. So I thought if I could set the boundary with you and show you, like, I'm not giving you happy endings. So, like, obviously, I wouldn't be giving them to anyone else. But I know that logic doesn't make sense because it's like, it just doesn't. But in my head, and also when we went through school, they even said, like, do not have sex on your massage table, like, whatsoever. Whether if it's, like, consensual and between you and a partner, like, this is your place of work. This is your sanctuary. Don't cross the line.
yeah.
And so, I don't know. That was drilled in my head in school. I've never, even with you, I'm like, nope, this is not where I want to be doing this. Like, we can take it to the bed. We can take it to the
Yeah.
floor or the couch. I don't care, but not my massage table, because that's other people are gonna be on that, but.
Well, and that was like, so that was my hurdle that I had to cross, you know, is just like, I'm an extremely jealous person by nature. And then you're just like, your massage is to rub naked people. And, you know, I know it's like equal parts men and women, but like early on in the marriage, I remember being like, I'm not comfortable with you rubbing naked men, and then you were like, well, a naked woman could just as easily, come on to me or whatever. And I'm like, well, I guess that makes sense. But it's never like, I've never had to stress that you are going to cheat on me. I was like, my biggest stress with like the massage therapy thing, I'm like, you're gonna get graped, I'm like, just because you told me some stories, and I'm like, that's terrifying. Not to happen to you, but to other people. And but I've never had to like have that fear, and I've never thought like, if you told me like, oh, so and so's hot, I wouldn't be like, are you gonna leave me for somebody that looks like,
Yeah, that's why I never get these like TikToks or like anything that's like the feminine urge to go through your man's phone and make sure he's not cheating, or oh, I found out my boyfriend's cheating on me because I went through his phone. I'm like, why would you like need to break that trust in the first place? Like, I've never, there one time in our marriage have I felt like, holy shit, are you cheating on me? And it was because a third party had made a huge accusation that made me stop and go, like, oh shit, like maybe, like you totally, I didn't think you were, but that was my he totally could be, and I have no idea moment. But going back to you being a jealous type and all that, I really honestly think my shitty childhood helped with that because I had a really controlling dad, and I saw how he controlled, well, I read how he controlled my mom and like old diaries I stole from her, and I saw how he controlled his mom and how he tried to control me, and I just kind of had this attitude of like I'm, and then growing up with my obviously my strong independent mom, put in my head that like I need to be independent and I will not let a man dictate my life because that is so unhealthy. So when we met and you did express how uncomfortable you were with me hanging out with guy friends, massaging men in general, I told you to you'd have to just get the hell over it because I wasn't about to like stop my career for you. I wasn't about to alienate anyone. I wasn't about to be sexist about who I could and couldn't massage because of you. And so I feel like I kind of forced you
I'm so sorry.
to get over that just for the fact that like in my mind, I'm like, this is just not that you were trying to control me, but it was like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is a way he can control me by saying like who I can and can't massage. And so that's why, and I bring this up just because like recently I go out and get burritos with my friends after work sometime. And it's just, it's so cute because all the ones with spouses, they're like, oh, I have to text them. They get so nervous when I'm out. They don't really like me to go out. So I need to like get permission, and I know they say it's okay, but I know they're at home just like anxiously waiting, and I'm like, you guys are so nice. I tell my husband I am going out with friends to get burritos, and like I don't even ask permission, I just tell him almost with an air of, if you're not okay with this, like get over it. Like obviously if you're like, no, can you come home tonight, I would, but like I know you're never gonna do that, and you know like the same thing, like you call and say, hey, like, do like want to do something with Tyler after work? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Or, oh no, I need you home today. But like, for the most part, like, neither of us really go and hang out with friends. So when one of us gets the opportunity, the other one's like, fucking do it.
Yeah, I think ours goes to the extent of like, I text you because I'm like, I have not the best memory for shit coming up. And so it's like, I'll usually ask you and be like, hey, my friends want to do this, or I'm thinking about doing this. Do we have anything this day? And
Yeah.
that's usually like the extent, because I'm not worried about you, like, oh no, you can't go with your friend, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, because I know people like that. They're like, oh, I have to
Get
like run thing
permission.
by, or I have to like make up a lie about it. And I'm like, are you serious? Like,
Well,
what?
and to also be fair, when I get off work, it's 10 o'clock or later, and I'm like, well, I know the kids are in bed, and you're just up playing video games, so like I'm not missing anything. Like our day's over.
Because I did have one of those this week. Was it
Oh,
this week?
yeah.
But it was just because it was like way past
I
when you should
forgot.
have.
I forgot to text Brady. I got talking to some friends after work, and I did not. I neglected to text him, and the time just like got away from me.
So that was the only time when I was like, oh man, this is.
And that was my fault, and I am so sorry. That was
Yeah, but
not okay. But I was like just talking, and then I just like kind of looked at my phone and was like, holy shit, it's 11:30.
yeah, it wasn't like, oh, I'm afraid she's out cheating. It was like, she's usually like texting me. Maybe she's broken down or something. I don't know.
All right, well,
But.
we're over on time, so I'm gonna finish my last song and then we'll call it good. My last song, it is a song about our girls, is Young Volcanoes by Fall Out Boy.
Good answer. Good
Yeah,
answer.
I thought for sure you would have chose this because we just have the most wonderful memory of our oldest when she was 2.5. Just to that point where she's like kind of learning words and forming sentences, but like nothing's really cohesive. And she just one day just looked at Brady and just went, "Dad, we are wild." And we were trying to figure out what she meant, and I love Fall Out Boy. They've always been one of my favorite bands. And so all I could think of was like, well, it's not my favorite song off that album, but we listened to Young Volcanoes, where the chorus is, "We are wild." And so we just loved, like, we'd play that song for her after because she brought it up. And then having my second daughter, everyone's like, she's gonna be so. Because our oldest is a little hurricane. She is a crazy person. And everyone told me my second would be my docile, my quiet, my calm, total opposite. Hell no. She is just as much a hurricane as her sister. Okay, a little bit less. Like, my oldest is very defiant. My second is defiant to a point. Like, she'll strut. We started having her just like put herself to sleep just to see how that would go. And it was like 2 nights of like screaming nonstop. And then the third night, I picked her up, was carrying her to her crib. She was crying, crying, crying. And then just went, okay. And then just stopped crying and just laid there. Whereas I'm like, if it was our oldest, she'd be screaming.
Can I tell you a funny story that happened tonight and you can't get mad?
Yes. And well, let me go over this real quick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I just want to go over the verses and the pre-chorus because this just sums up my girls to a T. When Rome's in ruins, we are the lions, free of the Colosseums. In poison places, we are anti-venom. We are the beginning of the end. Tonight, the foxes hunt the hounds. It's all over now. Before it has begun, we've already won. We are wild. We are like young volcanoes. And that's all I really have to say, as I just think that those lyrics alone, even just like, we've already won. Like, they fucking run the show in this house, and they damn well know it. All right, and you may proceed with your story,
Sorry,
and
I'll try to keep it quick. So tonight you made dinner, and we were in here, me and my oldest daughter, and she wasn't really eating it, and she kind of and you had walked by and said, "Eat your dinner," and she leans over and goes, "I don't like this. Like, I don't want to eat this." And I was like, "All right, then don't eat it. Like, just go to bed hungry, whatever." And then she went and like found your pretzels and was eating the pretzels. And she had like a little pile of pretzels right here. And then you walked by and you had your headphones in, and she like shoves the pretzels to the side and like picks up her bowl and like starts eating it and like follows you into the kitchen eating the bowl.
oh, I didn't even notice her.
And then
Dang
like
it.
comes back in and puts it down and starts eating the pretzels. And I was laughing because I just like
Love
watched this
her.
whole thing happen, and she didn't know I was watching her. And I was just laughing. I'm just like, "Did she believe you?" And she's like, "Oh yeah." And just like starts eating pretzels again. And I was just like, "Oh my heck, you're such a nerd." But I freaking, it killed me.
I
I
love
loved
them
it.
so much. She's such a good girl. If we weren't out of time, I'd go over all the cute things she's done lately, but she's so kind and just genuine, and I don't know how I got so lucky. I guess that's her trade-off. She's a freaking wild child, but she's so kind. But
She's a
anyways,
Sour Patch Kid to the end.
I hope you guys enjoyed our playlist. Try this with your significant others, partners. Don't break up with them. So play with caution. Let us know what your your songs are, if you do this, or even do it solo.
Or if you have done it, I don't know.
Or McCade, what would you do for us? Like, what playlist would you do for us? That'd be fun. Maybe that's weird.
Are you disappointed I didn't have Enter Sandman on here at all?
Yeah. Well, that being said, I have to pee.
And I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.